one-way street with parking on both sides and traffic to move in a westerly direction.
Okay, if we voted for that, then it would remain, it would make it a one-way street. If you vote against it, it'd be just like it is right now. That does not, we cannot, on that motion, change the parking, as I understand it.
No, we'd have to make a...
We'd have to have another hearing?
No. Well, you could have a, you can make a second motion, because you had the public hearing for the consideration of making it a one-way.
Okay.
And you heard public testimony both ways, so you could, somebody could entertain.
Okay, I just want to do things right. Okay, but as far as this motion's on the table, it's either make it one-way or leave it the way it is right now.
Before we make that vote, can I ask another suggestion? Why can't you make it one-way from City Hall that way then? Leave it two-way so they can get in and out of the parking lot, the bank, and Bob's.
Because then you'd just have mass confusion, you'd have people trying to come in, going wrong, you'd have, if you make it just one-way all the way down, you'd have just straight down. You wouldn't have somebody coming in, forgetting their, you know, it's gonna be a lot of changes as it is now. But if you make it so that one part of it's one-way, another part of it's not, I think you'll have more confusion. So do we have to change the actual motion then? Because the motion actually has the parking issue in it.
With parking on both sides?
You can amend the motion.
So to amend the motion, I need some clarification as to what we need to have done here. Okay, yes.
Well,
state the motion.
So your motion was to one-way...
One-way parking on both sides, traffic to move in a westerly direction. That put everything in there all in one motion. That's why we're trying to figure out, now we have to change everything?
If you want to amend the motion, just as far as the parking, with parking, you could, somebody could make a motion to amend the main motion to allow parking in a particular spot or whatever your, I don't know. You can amend it. It has to be germane. It has to be similar.
Does it have to be amended, as I'm trying to find?
No.
Okay, it can stay as is?
It can stay as it is.
Okay.
If that's what...
But if it stays like it is, it's either one-way or like it is right now.
We'll just let it go at that then.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
It's about as clear as mud.
Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
No.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
No.
Motion fails.
That's all the old business. Item 13, new business. 13A, proposed ordinance. Proposed ordinance number 874, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Title II, Elections of the Wrangell Municipal Code, to clarify Section 2.04.050 on who is declared elected to office, and Section 2.20.060 on the ballot form for offices and candidates. This is a first reading.
And make a motion to approve the first reading and move to a second with a public hearing to be held February 25th, 2014.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I have to say, Kim, this is really well done. Appreciate this work that you did. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval to dispose of city surplus property.
Move to approve these items listed as surplus. That these items be advertised for bid as required under Municipal Code 5.10 .060, and authorize the borough manager to dispose of any items not on bid in a manner that is the best interest of the city.
I'll second.
Been moved to second. Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Flake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, request for partial funding for a CEPA board member's travel expenses. I think everyone has the memos and everything on this. I'm sure the public has that.
Is this open for discussion, or do we need to make a motion?
Need to make a motion to discuss it.
Make a motion to open agenda item 13C to the assembly for discussion.
For discussion, second it.
Been moved and seconded.
That there did not need to be a motion to discuss it, so.
Sorry about that.
That's why I was asking. Okay. My question on this, because she's a CEPA board member, I thought that was covered under the power sales agreement. Why isn't CEPA covering this in full? I didn't understand
that. It's from the place that they actually, the board member from, not from wherever she's at.
Okay.
They will pay for the amount, pay for her way from Wrangell to wherever, or the equivalent amount.
But she was located someplace else.
And she was in Juneau, working in Juneau.
I have to say that my thoughts on this is this could set a precedence. Somebody could be on a board member and be on vacation, and all of a sudden they decide that they want to have their portion paid for too. And I understand this, and I do, but I just don't think that it's something that's correct, because in all, it just to me, it could just something that could actually be blown up and end up being really hard on us.
You have a good point.
I kind of got to agree with that. You know, I can understand why she's requesting it very well, but I have some real concerns about even the legality of it, whether it would be under city ordinance, if it would be even be proper. I'm not sure. And which, you know, attorney could answer that question, but it opens up a lot of
things. Pandora's box.
Yes.
I agree. Set present. The other thing is, I think that CEPA should, you know, our representative of our community, but we need to, they're outside of our community.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, it's CEPA paying for it, but it's also us that's paying for it in the long run. Do we need to do anything on this other than that? Okay.
Not if you don't want to make a motion.
If you don't want to make a motion, then you don't want to. To item 13D, approval to allow CEPA to run a fiber optic line utilizing city and borough Wrangell power poles to improve communications.
Move to approve CEPA to run a fiber optic line by utilizing 66 city and borough and Wrangell power poles from the Wrangell switchyard Shoemaker to the Wrangell substation public works yard at no cost to CEPA.
A second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Could we have the letter from Jeff read so that there is an understanding as to why
I can read that.
Please.
This is a memo written by the borough manager. SEPA has contacted Clay Hammer, WMLP superintendent, to explore the possibility of running a very small fiber optic line utilizing approximately 66 WMLNP power poles. The line would run from the Ringle switch yard, Shoemaker, to the Ringle substation, Public Works yard. If we were to charge SEPA to run the line, it would be approximately $1,320 annually. And that would be 66 poles times $20 per pole per year. We currently have our power lines on 23 of SEPA's power poles. They do not charge us for this. I believe that the understood agreement for us using SEPA's power poles has basically been that we maintain brushing from distribution downward and SEPA maintains brushing from distribution upwards. And if the pole needs work, SEPA takes care of it.
Thank you.
Could I add one thing? This is a communications issue which will improve mainly is for wrangles into things. So it's certainly something that is part of our system, so to speak, even though it's SEPA, but it improves our communication as part of our overall power plant and power department. So it is something that we will benefit from.
Just for further clarification, I'd like to read the municipal code concerning that. It's Ringle Municipal Code 15.12.240, use of poles. Power poles and service poles belonging to the electric utility or for which the electric utility has jurisdiction may not be used for any purpose other than electrical power transmission and distribution unless to purchase a written pole attachment agreement. It's my understanding this fiber optic line would be in for the distribution of power. So I think in my opinion, my non-legal opinion, just reading the ordinance, that it would be allowed under the ordinance.
I think so. It's not actually just putting power out there, but it's the communication end that you need to make the power system work better.
Kind of a control issue.
Exactly.
The distribution of power.
Since it is SEPA, though, wouldn't it be just to see if you have an agreement with them? Or do we have an agreement?
We don't have agreement now.
We don't have agreement with
them.
That was my second half of my question.
No, I think, like Dave said, because even though it's they're putting up there, it's part of our overall improvement or our system. So we can certainly write a letter saying that, you know, the city doesn't have any issue with that and that they are allowed to do this. And I think that would probably be sufficient for what we're doing here.
And I think I'd add the fact that, you know, we are using their poles.
Yeah.
James was talking.
I think it would probably be a good idea if we did have a written agreement between both parties that this is acceptable.
Okay.
You know, for us to use their poles and them to use our poles for the furtherance of generation and distribution.
Just a basic little letter, I think that would.
We could.
And then it acknowledges that we're both doing it.
Yeah.
Not that we care, but somebody in the future might.
Yeah.
That's no, we can draw something up that we could both agree to and both sign, and
everybody agree.
And they could agree that we can use their poles, and we'll sign that we acknowledge they can use ours. So.
And to me, fair exchange is no robbery.
Yeah, no value exchange. It's just an agreement. All it is.
We will do that.
Any further discussion?
Nope.
Full vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file, do you have a copy of that? One of you? Item 15, executive session, we have none. Item 16, adjournment. We adjourn this meeting at 7:51. And thank you all.
You gotta get up.
I get up same time, maybe.
What time is it?
Day and normally you start moving on.
Thanks, Kim.
Oh, thank you, Julie.
Depends on.
Okay.
You keep the room, she's there.
Hi, Julie.
Start a little early sometimes, I think.
Probably depends on the volume of the.
It depends on the volume.
You know.
You start at 85 on it because it's.
I'm kinda glad you voted that way.
Well, that is where.
Well, you know, it seemed to be.
I'm torn.
I've got my opinion.
The city has the same opinion. What they need to do, you can only push it so much and then it binds up and files up.
I like the fluffy stuff.
The fluffy stuff's a lot easier.
Snow blowers.
Got one of those.
Do you mind saying that again, that microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say that, I said.
It's scheduled.
My personal opinion is that the Ruger Street should be one way with parking on both sides and one way going west. Bob Supermarket to the Elks parking lot. However, the public seems to be the consensus.
That's to do with.
They wanna leave it like it is.
Most of this is to do with the.
Or at least that includes.
Yeah, and they're working on that.
There is no clear consensus that they wanna change, so we'll leave it like it is.
No, that could take longer to person things. And those bills we pay out and then we have.
Anything else anybody needs?
To the hospital, I'd set up, we pay our legal fees.
Mr. Stowe?
So all those we pay and then we draw down.
Do you have any comments about that?
The balance that's remaining there. So that's kind of.
Council is spoken. It's water under the bridge.
You know, there might be a time in the future when it.
I get to go to work.
Oh, joy. It's a cold night for being down in the water.
It's gonna be really cold. First one comes in 12, leaves at 1, the next one comes at 3.
Tackles all the problems because it's. I don't know where you're gonna.
Any reaction on the one?
How are you gonna get?